This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Friday, April 9, 2010. From Krema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brindavani Naidu. Making headlines today, the World Bank has approved a controversial $3.75 billion loan for the development of a coal-fired power plant by South African state-owned utility Eskom. This is despite the lack of support from major shareholder countries. The US, the Netherlands, and Britain said they abstained from supporting the loan because of environmental and other concerns about the project. Eskom has defended the development of the 4,800 megawatt Medupi plant in the northern Limpopo region, saying it is critical to ease the country's chronic power shortages as well as to ensure electricity flows to neighboring states. The World Bank said the loan would help South Africa achieve a reliable electricity supply. The Ford Motor Company of Southern Africa says it will double its investment to produce a new generation pickup at its Pretoria plant, as well as a new Puma diesel engine at its Struandale plant in Port Elizabeth from 1.5 billion rand to 3 billion rand. FMCSA President and CEO Jeff Nemeth says that the added funding will be used to increase the level of mechanization at the plants and to facilitate further local component development. Assembly of the next generation global compact pickup will start in the second half of next year, with the engine plant starting production of the Puma engine in early 2011. Also making headlines, work on the Automotive Investment Scheme, which forms part of government's new automotive production and development program, is practically completed. The skills shortage is still regarded as the number one retention challenge, and Department of Trade and Industry Minister Rob Davies confirms that the state's complaint against ArcelorMittal's steel surcharge has been lodged. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.